Part B. In this part of the interview, I will turn away so there's no visual contact between us. You will hear two short audios. The first one is an ATIS report, and I'll ask you to give me the answer to two questions which I'll ask before you hear the recording. The second audio is an aviation-related situation, and I'll also ask you two specific questions. The audios will be played once, but you may take notes. For recording one, what is the wind direction and speed? And what is the QNH? If you're ready, I will start the recording.
Ready.
Do you have the answer to the questions, please?
Question one, wind and speed. The wind blows from 220, 13 knots, and the QNH is 1011.
Thank you. For recording two, what is the frequency for Hong Kong departures? And what estimate does Victor Foxtrot Alpha give? If you're ready, I'll start the recording.
Ready.
Dragon 801, Matthew, contact Hong Kong approach. All departure 1238, report speed on first contact. Good night, sir. Capcom 632 radar 770 and SAR, contact Taipei 129 on the AC 01, bye bye.
Okay, the departure frequency is 128.35, and they ask to Victor Foxtrot Alpha, it's the estimated arrival, and they say 11:52.
Thank you. Now you will hear an aviation-related audio. Please feel free to take notes as you listen. When the recording is finished, I want you to tell me what you understood with as much detail as possible. Are you ready?
Yes, ready.
A vehicle drove around the airport runway stoplights as an aircraft lined up ready for takeoff. The driver had stopped briefly at the flashing lights but could not see any aircraft, so he drove around the lights and dropped on barrier onto the access road. When the aircraft came into view on his right side, the driver stopped some 60 meters from the runway edge and held position until the aircraft had departed. The vehicle's driver explained that it was his first time crossing the runway and apologized for his actions. The aircraft's pilot would have been unaware of the runway incursion as the aircraft was a tail dragger and had become airborne prior to passing a beam, the vehicle's position.
Okay, that meant talking about the vehicle in incursion in a runway during a plane is takeoff, and they explain what happens, and they, it's the first time that he he crossed the runway, then this apologize about the problem.
Thank you. Have you ever heard of a similar situation?
With a vehicle on the runway? No. No, never. Hopefully.
Why didn't the driver stop at the stop lights? Why didn't the driver stop at the stop lights?
Because it's the first time that he crossed the runway. He doesn't know the place that he had to stop.
Are you familiar with an airport where roads intersect the runway?
Yes, because I worked in as a flight dispatcher. Then I know more or less the depends of the airport, but then know more or less the signs and the lights.
What should happen to someone who disregards airport signage?
Well, if you don't use the rules of the of the airport on ground, you can, well, the I don't know if the Guardia Civil or the airport get you the your drive license in the airport.
And do you consider that someone who enters a runway in this way should have their licenses revoked?
Of course. Of course, it's the most dangerous, I think, place that you can incursion.
Thank you. That's the end of part B.